In this tutorial, we will review some of the basic functions and details available when the AutoPost exception report is created. From the main menu, to access the Payment Posting Options menu, click the Post button. Or to access the AutoPost menu directly, click the AutoPost link. At the AutoPost menu, select the insurance you wish to view or post payments for. If the desired remittance file or files have already been downloaded, at the insurance's Auto Payments screen, click the Select a Remittance File to Post button. A screen will appear where any of the insurance's downloaded remittance files will be displayed. The list will display details such as the date the remittance file was created, the date and time the file was downloaded, and the remittance file name. If the insurance is a Medicare insurance, the corresponding Julian date will also be displayed. To access a specific file, click over the file needed and select Yes when asked if you are
To access a specific file, click over the file needed and select yes when you are asked if you are sure you want to view the file.
The next screen will display all of the checks that were contained in the remittance file. The file will remain on your system until all of the checks in the file have been posted. Details for the checks will include the check or EOB number, the date on the check, the status of whether the check has been printed and also posted, and finally, the total amount of the check. Details for the checks will include the check or EOB number, the date on the check, the status of whether the check has been printed and also posted, and finally, the total amount of the check. If the file contains multiple checks, you can use the search options at the top of the screen to help you navigate to the specific check desired. You can search for a particular check by entering the exact check number, check amount, or the insurance company who sent it. When you have located the check or checks that you wish to post, click over the information and the corresponding check numbers will appear in the box below. Click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen after all of the checks you wish to post have been selected. If the explanation of benefits was not printed after downloading the remittance files, you will be prompted to print the EOB now. if you choose to print the EOB. Another prompt will ask you if the file was... printed successfully. Please review that all of the printed information is listed correctly, and then answer yes or no to the EOB print. Please review that all of the printed information is listed correctly, and then answer yes or no that the EOB was printed successfully. And then answer yes or no that the EOB printed successfully. And then answer yes or no that the EOB printed successfully. Please review that all the printed information is listed correctly. And then answer yes or no that the EOB printed successfully. The next screen will prompt you to include the checks being posted in today's business. The next screen will prompt you to include the checks being posted in today's business on the day sheet or on the prior day's business. Please read and review the informational message above, and remember that selecting no at this prompt will still post all of the checks that were previously selected. Please read and review the informational message above, and remember that selecting no at this prompt will still post all of the checks that were previously selected. From this screen, the only way to stop the posting of the checks is to click the cancel button in the top left corner of the screen. When you proceed with the auto post, you will see a progress bar as the system posts all of the payments. When the process is completed, the auto post exception report will appear. The auto post exception report will display any payments the system could not post, as well as any discrepancies that should be reviewed by your office. Some important reference information will be located in the top left corner of the report. This information will include the insurance company or clearinghouse you selected. The date the payments were posted, the amount of exceptions, as well as the total amount of money the exceptions equal, and the accounting date. The exception report is organized by three different sections. Section 1 will contain all of the exceptions or payments that could not be posted previously. Section 1 will contain all the exceptions or payments that could not be posted previously. Any text that is underlined and highlighted in blue, indicates a link to access another screen or more information regarding the exception itself. On the left side of the exception, the patient's name and account number are listed. Clicking on the patient's name link allows you to access their patient information screen. On the left side of the exception, the patient's name and account number are listed. Clicking on the patient's name link allows you to access their patient information screen. When a link is clicked on, you will notice the auto post exception pop-up. This pop-up appears when any of the corresponding exceptions links are clicked on. The pop-up will display all of the information available at the exception report, which enables you to compare this information at other relevant screens. This box can be minimized or can be clicked and dragged to move around the screen. To return to the auto post exception report, click the back button in the top left corner of the screen. When any of the links are clicked on, upon returning to the exception report, all of the links will be highlighted in purple and a check mark will be in the small box on the left. The check mark indicates that this item has been completed. If you wish to keep the exception as incomplete, simply click over the box to uncheck it. Below this box, the check number itself will be listed. Below this is the exception message, stating a reason as to why the payment was not posted. Clicking on the link will access the detail screen of the charge or the patient ledger card to enable you to view the data in error. In the middle of the exception is the corresponding CPT code for the charge. Along with the FCN link, which allows you to access the individual explanation of benefits for the claim. On the right side of the exception, all payment amounts will be documented. The pay amount link states the amount that the insurance company paid. And the link will access the insurance post screen or the Medicare post screen if the insurance selected to post is a Medicare insurance. These screens list details regarding the check from the insurance provider and the remaining charge balance. These screens These screens list the details regarding the check from the insurance provider and the remaining charge balance. Below the pay amount is the amount approved by the insurance after the claim was submitted. The date to the right indicates the date of service that corresponds to the CPT code selected. The code links access the master file area directly and will state a full definition of the claim. The AutoPost exception report will display up to 7 payment denial codes. Please review these codes as an explanation of the values for all payments and adjustments. Finally, the adjustment amount will show the difference in the amount charged by your office. As well as the remaining amount owed by the co-insurance or patient responsibility. At the bottom of section 1, you may see further adjustments along with an adjustment amount and corresponding code. A forwarding balance code indicates a future retraction. To learn more about insurance retractions, please see the auto posting retractions video tutorial. Section 2 will display a list of exceptions that should be reviewed by your office to ensure that you received an accurate reimbursement and further adjustments are not required. The links and fields in Section 2 will access the same information screens as in Section 1. However, the informational exception message link. However, the informational exception message link in Section 2 will direct you to the CPT and HCPCS code master file. Where you can view the fee schedule for the specific code used. will direct you to the CPT and HCPCS codes will direct you to the CPT and HCPCS codes master file, where you can view the fee schedule for the specific code used. The payment made, approved amount, and expected approved amount message. The payment made, approved amount, and expected approvement. The payment made, approved amount, and expected approved amount message is an informative message letting you know that the fee schedule for that code has changed. Meta automatically updates these changes in the fee schedules. If your office prefers to update the approved amounts manually, please contact CCS support to have this message and or master file flag turned off. MedEnt automatically updates these changes in fee schedules. MedEnt automatically updates these changes in the fee schedules. If your office prefers to update the approved amounts manually, please contact CCS support to have this message and or master file flag turned off. Section 3 displays a list of totals for the remittance file. A key is located below the totals that define each of the amounts displayed above. Section 3 displays a list of totals for the remittance file. A key is located below the totals that define each of the amounts displayed above. A key is located below the totals that define each of the amounts displayed above. At the top of the screen, you can print a copy of the AutoPost exception report by clicking on the Print Exception Report button. MedEnt recommends that after MedEnt recommends that after the exception report is completed, a daysheet should be run in order to balance the exception. Click the Display Daysheet button to set your daysheet report settings. When your preferences have been entered, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to run the daysheet. This concludes the AutoPost Exception Report Overview video tutorial. This concludes the AutoPost Exception Report Overview. This concludes the AutoPost Exception Report Overview video tutorial. This concludes the AutoPost Exception Report Overview video tutorial.